Dave Hebner with WWF out here with the Pain Clinic. The best in the West, baby. Listen to him at all the time.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Clinic for June 18th. Hey, holidays today. There's a couple. So hold on, holding your horses here. It's Go Fishing Day, International Panic Day, International Picnic Day, not to be confused with International Panic Day, International Sushi Day, National Hollering Contest Day. Remember that? Oh, we did that before. And National Splurge Day, and one more, World Jugglers Day. Welcome to the June 18th edition of the Pain Clinic. Birthdays today. Bruiser Brody would have been 76 today. Big Vito is 58. Two at the opposite sides of the spectrum, we'll just say. Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater, officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're into the men's team, it's Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, flowercityfear.com. Welcome to the show today. I am the Cash Man, your humble host. I am joined by D.C., Dan Cole from North Carolina. D.C., how goes it?
Good morning, Cash Man.
Yes. Try all the wrong things you learned in broadcasting school, not to do like sing, song, sing, and stuff like that. What about you? And we're also joined by Danger Boy, who's muted right now from Gates, New York.
Yes, I'm going to pop my P's and my B's.
Welcome to the show. We've got a few people already in the chat room. Man, this is, you know, you think you're going to go into the week and it's like, oh, this will just be a normal week. We'll just talk about shows coming up in the weekend stuff. No, incorrect. Incorrect, folks. Man, just some news. Some things we're going to talk about today. Okay, I got a little bit of a list here. I'm going to, we had a passing Dave Hebner. We have a Close Encounter story with him we'll talk about later. You remember Dave Hebner, right, Danger?
I do.
Okay. Also, Slammiversary is this weekend. Slammiversary is tonight, I believe, on Fight TV. It's the WrestleMania of Impact Wrestling, and it's 20th anniversary. There's a lot of people coming back to, you know, I don't know if The Rock will be doing any messages on it for Ken Shamrock, but AEW is coming to Rochester. We know that already. Sasha Banks, possible news. I think it's more of a rumor than news right now, to be honest with you.
I believe last night it was actually pretty much confirmed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I did not see what aroused those comments you just made, because it was on during SmackDown. Did something happen during that?
No, nothing happened during the show, but it was comments made by certain very credible news people afterwards, not with the name begins with M.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's see, you got Forbidden Door is a week from Sunday. So we're setting that up. Jeff Hardy makes the news again, but the biggest thing of the week we've got to start talking about, and I wish the artiste had made it in.
How odd is it after how this week started that the biggest thing in the news isn't Jeff Hardy?
Yeah, it certainly was going to be up until we found out that Vincent Kennedy McMahon stepped down as CEO of WWE Friday, I believe it was. The news came out Saturday that he was being investigated by the board of directors of WWE, which most of the board directors aren't actual employees. They're from other places. So, you know, that when you get a board running a company, a lot of times you can't be involved in the running of that company. So they have board of directors from all over.
They're installed by the shareholders.
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
yeah.
I mean, Vince and Stephanie and Triple H are on the board, but that's because they're the majority shareholders for the voting sense.
Yes. So, but there's an investigation into a $3 million payout to an employee from Vince McMahon that was in the books in WWE. And
it wasn't, no, it was Vince's personal money.
Oh, was it Vince's personal money?
Yes.
Well, I mean, but he also broke the rules and regs of the company by that happening. So Vince.
There's also rumors of a suspicious bump in pay and promotion.
Correct.
For same exact person, so
yeah, that as
and the bump in pay can be perceived as using company money to pay for silence, which is a giant no-no,
and which would have and may have led into the prior knowledge to some insider trading and selling off of stock for somebody else.
Well, I guess that was kind of cleared up because he's not on the board of directors.
He's not, but if someone told him that something was going to happen bad to the company, and he's suddenly you notice he sold a bunch of stock. So let's talk about Vince McMahon. What happened? What happened basically was Vince, this is not news to Danger, not news to a lot of people. Vince McMahon and Linda McMahon haven't really been together for quite a while. I think ever since she went to Washington to work with on Donald Trump's board. Maybe?
Well before that.
Okay, well before that. So
they kept up appearances, but it from everything that I've seen online, it was well before that.
Okay. So Vince, you know, being, you know, acting like a single guy, you know, ended up hooking up with one of his employees who was working for WWE. That said employee got like a massive raise at one point, maybe a year into working there, and then left and signed a NDA, which you know as a non-disclosure agreement, which now I get what the Acclaim was rapping about when people were saying, oh, they're mentioning the WWE last night when they mentioned the NDA, signing the NDA. But I don't, everyone signs an NDA, so it doesn't surprise
me
at all.
It's not just that one. There's rumors of several more in existence out there.
Involving the same two company employees with the last name McMahon and Laurinaitis.
Yeah, so exactly. Tara agrees. So nevertheless, Vince paid off an ex-employee and had him sign an NDA, had a relationship with him, and so it led to the investigation because and he has to follow the rules and regs of the company. He, you know, you sign an agreement to work for a company, or you have to follow, everyone's got to follow the rules, not just people at the bottom, people at the top as well. And, one thing led to another, and Vince McMahon is an investigation. And first, the investigation was announced, then him stepping down Friday morning or probably Thursday night. They figured it out, so he's stepping down as CEO. They put Stephanie McMahon, Miss McMahon, in, which a lot of people terminology of the press release has a lot of people questioning Stephanie McMahon's status, marriage wise, as well as anything else. What's going on?
Yeah, I think that's just complete and utter speculation.
Yeah, just because they kept referring to her as Miss McMahon. Now she doesn't go by Stephanie Levesque or anything, I don't think. Maybe she does, I don't know.
I think it's a hyphenated.
It's Stephanie McMahon Helmsley. Everybody knows
that. Yeah, okay. So that being said, Stephanie McMahon is now the acting CEO. Vince McMahon is not. Vince McMahon is still in charge of creative. But the interesting thing is everyone, you know, it was shocking. And then when I heard yesterday morning that Vince McMahon was going to be opening up SmackDown, I immediately began to think every person in media is going to say this is phony, this is a storyline, and whatnot.
And the best part is, it came out later in the day that this appearance was going to be, he was going to address the situation in character.
He did nothing. He did nothing last night. He came out and he talked about the little clip you see at the beginning of the show where it goes, then now together or whatever, you know, and he just says, you see that thing in the beginning of the show, the most important part is together. And then he got out of, and then they started the show after that, and it's like, and so there was nothing addressed. He just came, maybe it was him saying goodbye. That's what I'm
guessing. It was him addressing his ego, saying there is no WWE without me, And the only way this works is with me.
Yeah. So
it was a pure stroking of the ego thing and totally tone deaf.
Without a doubt. And it really is disappointing that, you know, that, and there's probably was media everywhere in the world watching this thinking, you know, like I said, as soon as they announced he was going to be on SmackDown, I assumed he probably lost a lot of people's interest because why would, you know, someone who just stepped down be given a platform, you know, and that's very storyline-ish kind of stuff, but it was made not to be storyline. It was completely a 5-minute segment to begin the show. And if you had no idea what was going on, you had no idea why that happened. You know?
I'd like to hope that everyone in Minneapolis had no idea what was going on whatsoever, and that 99.9% of the people in the attendance had no idea any of this happened because they were singing along to his music and cheering him on and stroking that ego.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, too, is there were some boos. I mean, I could hear a couple audible boos when he was coming out. So, you know, maybe they weren't happy with the situation. People who knew what was going on weren't happy with the situation. Probably the fans, because they want to, you know.
Well, because there's a lot more to the situation. No chance
in hell. You know,
there's going to be a lot of stuff that comes out that, I mean, there's already. So this investigation by the board has been going on since April.
Yeah.
It's been going on since April. It was leaked to the media. It was leaked to the Wall Street Journal. By someone on the board. Everyone thinks it's Nick Khan because, I mean, he's taken down every other McMahon so far.
And Nick wants to take over. I mean, and he's like in line. I mean, this is perfect setup, you know?
So, you know, that's the speculation that Nick Khan or someone he's close with leaked it. But there's also a lot of talk because the original Wall Street Journal story talks that they got the story from a friend of the former employee because the former employee can't talk and that she was scared when she left the company and signed the NDA. And that maybe this relationship wasn't nearly as consensual as people think it was.
Well, yeah, and then you hear stories about Johnny, what's his face?
John Laurinaitis.
Johnny Ace.
Johnny Ace. This is just rumor, and I saw it, but they said that
it's in the story.
Yeah, that he would that Vince would tell her to go down to Johnny's and suffice him.
I believe the phrasing they used was like a play toy.
Yeah, like a play toy. The girl was making $100,000 starting there and then got like a $100,000 raise after a year.
When everyone else was getting cut.
Yeah. And so, you know, and it makes, you know, you see all the execs that have been cut in the last like month or so. It probably was one of those execs that got cut in the last month, you know, that, you know.
But someone did, and I'm not going to give the person any kind of fame here because they shouldn't have done it, but someone did release the name of the woman involved.
Oh, okay.
And that person's a real piece of you know what.
Eek.
That did that. Not the woman. I'm saying the person that released her name.
Well, and if her name is released, then there's an NDA. I'm sure she signed an NDA and she's going to get sued by them. And, you know,
but not only that, with how stupid clearly some WWE fans are, if they know who this person is, she can now face harassment from people. And it's just, you shouldn't have done that.
After hearing some of the stuff I heard about what reporters on the Sasha story we have later were getting for feedback, you know, flack when they reported what they said, I can only imagine how bad this is because this is going to be 10 times worse because it's, you know, people don't get it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is if, it, and this is, and I told you guys as soon as I saw these things, if this company was a private company, this would not be an issue. Because it's a public company, since they went public 15 years ago or whatever, this people are expecting that stock to do a dive too. So if you have WWE,
it hasn't though.
It hasn't yet until the results come out, and then I think then we're going to see something. You know, and this just might be the tip of the iceberg because, like you said, there might be other NDAs signed with other people over the same kind of issues.
Well, it might actually lead to female talent as well that were, you know, on air talent.
Well, I've heard some women say who no longer work in WWE said good for the women because they're treated so poorly in this company. So
well, there's a lot of talk at the time that that a lot of the women who have left or a lot of the women who were there did not want John Laurinaitis back in that position when he took back over.
I did like there was a female employee who apparently is quoted as saying, if I was given the choice of having my stuff sent to me in a trash bag or having to deal with that man, I'd rather have my stuff sent to me in a trash bag.
Wow. That's, you know, and so we're, like I said, we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Vince McMahon, I'll give him credit. In his one quote, I saw, He said, "Hey, if it comes up back and I have to leave the company and this is all my castle falls around me, I will accept whatever this group, you know, whatever the investigation group comes up with." He goes, "I'll accept what they determine." And you know, and I mean, it's already sounds like, you know, we've seen the last of Vince for a while, at least on TV, I'm guessing. I mean, and that may have been a swan song we saw last night on SmackDown.
It very well could have been. I mean, he's given up he's given up control of the company before. During the steroid trials, Linda was in charge.
Yeah.
Make no mistake, though. He's given up control.
But he hasn't. No, but at the same time, Stephanie, there's talk that after the hit job that was on Stephanie in the trade magazines last week, she might want to actually assert some of the power that she's going to have in the short time she's going to have this role, because she is by no means a long-term fix for them.
Oh, certainly not. In fact,
that interim thing is going to last longer than the interim title, or last just about as long as the interim title for the TNT belt. It's she was put in because she is a woman and she has a McMahon name. It was to help the stock from not dropping.
Isn't that just odd that it was just 2 weeks ago that she was sent home? And
summarily thrown under the bus.
Yeah, and thrown on by her.
They're going to make her CEO
by her father, and he threw Shane under the bus when they got rid of Shane before WrestleMania. It's like,
Nick Khan's just sitting back doing the Mr. Burns hand thing and going, we've already got it out there that she can't be an executive. Eventually, they're going to want someone else to step in. And then he reveals, he takes off his mask, and it was Tony all along.
Yeah, I know. It was Tony Khan. It was me
all along.
That's exactly what I called. Yeah, I loved it. It's like, and then we're going to see Linda McMahon signs with All Elite. You know, I mean, I'm sure you've seen those.
You know? Linda steps out of her wheelchair. No, wait, they've already done that.
Yeah. it's really a shame that, and man, we have not heard one word from Linda, you know.
You
it's
won't like, either.
She's probably
hanging out in Florida.
Did she sign an NDA too? You know?
Yeah, but for a different egotistical billionaire.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So yeah, really. I'm blown away because we knew Vince's time. Now listen, he's in his late 70s. We know his time is coming to an end with this company. You know, I mean, because
his mom lived to 100 and something.
Well, just because of his age, you know, I mean, he's not going to be as mobile around and whatnot, but you know, but who would have thought that it would end in controversy, you know? And who knows? Maybe he'll come out clean from this, you know? You know, I mean, maybe.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people who this doesn't surprise whatsoever. The only surprise is they got leaked to the Wall Street Journal by a board member.
Yeah, and that's that's what forced Vince McMahon to step down, was the Wall Street Journal had reported on this and told everybody about the investigation that's going on. So Vince has probably been dealing with, like you said, since April, been dealing with this, so. What do you guys in the chat room think? You know, I mean, I'm seeing a few messages. Someone said, wait, hold on. There's one in here that, there's going to be a lot of false rumors about this too. Weeding through this is going to be challenging as well. I would agree. And that was from Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. I agree. Cause I think, but Vince McMahon wants to look like the baby face coming out of it. He wants to be, and so kind of that, you know, when he came out, yes. What did you guys think about that last night? I mean, what did that mean? What did that mean, him coming out for 3 minutes, you know, and just talking about, you know, the motto?
Against the wishes of every single person there.
Yeah, and by the way, there was no script ripped up. We talked about this. They pretty much went with a regular show after that. But, because we had heard Vince had but he obviously rewrote the beginning of the show because he came out. So
I feel extremely bad for one Mr. Riddle and one Mr. Reigns, because they had a hell of a match at the end of the show and all anyone's going to talk about is this first 5 minutes.
Yeah, and that's another thing that ticks me off is Riddle loses. He doesn't get another shot at Reigns for the title, and he lost. He lost clean on TV, and then, you know, then now we know where they're going with, instead of Randy Orton for what they're going to do for SummerSlam, they're going to have Brock Lesnar back, so... But
in case of emergency, break Brock.
Break Brock, yeah. Let Brock, and make sure he's got a cowboy hat when he comes out, guys.
He was in his hometown, though, so.
Yeah, no, that's true. So, but I will say, yeah, that was, but you know what? It was almost like a separate entity for what Vince was doing on the beginning of the show. It was almost like a.
If you had no idea what was going on, you have no idea why Vince McMahon showed up on that show.
Yeah, and what he said, and he said very little, and he went and he disappeared, and then they went to the open. So it's like, I don't, you know, I think
I kind of found it a little poetic that you have an egotistical billionaire coming out, making everything about him, making light of the entire thing by being on national TV after stepping down as CEO. And I don't know, I think there was something a little poetic about it, about the show ending with all of Vince's creative eggs in one basket, again, being at the forefront.
No, you're right. And it's like, it shows you how thin they are for talent and storylines and whatnot.
They're not thin for talent.
Yeah.
Thin for how they've utilized the talent. Unless your name is Brock or Roman, they don't know what to do with you.
I will give them, and if you did watch that match last night, that Riddle Reigns match was great. I mean, and Reigns, I give him credit, man. The guy, he went out there and sold for Riddle like no tomorrow.
They had that crowd in the palm of their hand for the two Riddle near falls, especially after the RKO.
Yeah.
People thought, like, there was no thought in my mind going to that match that he was going to win that match, but every single person there believed he was going to win that title after he hit that RKO.
Yeah, no, and you know, it started so early, so I knew when it was coming to a close so early in the hour that there was
something was going to happen.
Something more was set up, and, you know, who knows, maybe Vince was going to come out and win the title. Cash in my my contract stipulation that you guys don't know about. No. Nevertheless, it was a great match, and I felt terrible for Riddle because Riddle can do it, and you know Riddle when it comes to Brock Lesnar, Brock wants nothing to do with Riddle. And I thought that was interesting. So immediately Riddle's like erased off the show as soon as Brock steps out. So. But it, you know, we got a quality match. It was a great setup, and unfortunately, because Randy Orton's injured, he has an injured back, we're not going to see him for a while. So that's really where Randy was supposed to come out, I think. And you know,
I don't want to say I think I know where this is going, but I think I know where this is going.
Well, I mean, we've seen this enough, haven't we already? You know, I mean, it's gone every direction for between these two guys.
I want to call it right now. Okay. Seth Rollins wins Money in the Bank, and we get Heist of the Century 2 at SummerSlam.
It seems like a perfect setup.
I would agree with that if it wasn't for the fact they were pushing Drew versus Roman so much for the UK paper or premium live event,
and as well as for the summer tour. That's what they're doing on summer tour. So,
is there any chance they add a stipulation where if you cash in, you only get one of the belts?
You know, it will probably be done in a promo. I don't care anything about the SmackDown title. I want the Raw title. You know, the number one show or whatever, something like that. They'll work something like that into it.
That's a great guy. Rennie likes your line. In case of emergency, break glass for Brock.
excuse me. Is that not their go-to whenever something's going wrong?
It has been.
Quick, we need to distract people. Where's Brock?
And Brock knows it, too. And Brock sits there and waits for them. You know, I'll give you a number, and then when you're ready to sign, I'll show up, you know?
Brock just takes off the butcher apron.
Yeah,
grabs his cowboy hat and his ranch.
By the way, have you seen him working with those butchers and the steaks that come out? Man, that makes me hungry just thinking about it. But so who knows where we're going with this, how much this will affect. I think Vince McMahon's still in charge of a creative, so he's still going to be at the gorilla position every show, every pay-per-view, until, you know, the only thing he is not the CEO. And maybe he gets paid less. I don't know. I'm not really sure what the difference is, you know, even though, you know, until he starts selling off. He
doesn't get the parking spot anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't. The limo. The exploding limos don't show up anymore or something. You know, I'm sure. It's just going to be interesting to see what happens. And when they do have a final investigation ends on the misconduct of its chairman, what they're going through right now, I don't think he can go to jail for it. That's for sure. I think he just can get, you know, removed. But you know, it's with the world of pro wrestling, and I don't know if that and Wall Street mix very well, because it's like, Wall Street is like, you know, based on facts, numbers and everything. And the world of pro wrestling is based on deception, you know, and ego.
Wall Street's kind of based on the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know, because Vince, you know, I mean, because if Vince found guilty, if there's a
deception, look what Bitcoin's been doing. You can see that it's based on deception. And
well,
speculation.
Yeah, I mean, think of all those Bitcoin millionaires who are no longer millionaires anymore. So, yeah,
let me play the world's smallest violin.
Yeah, it's right. I wasn't going to jump in at $46,000 a share. Are you kidding me? So, definitely not. So, man, this is, I think there's a lot to be said here. I think,
I don't know how much. What do you guys think it's going to affect what we're seeing? Anything?
Not for the short term. I think long term, Vince is gone. It started off Wednesday night when this came out that John Laurinaitis is probably going to take the fall and it's going to be done. Now it's coming out that there's a lot of people who don't see how Vince doesn't lose his position entirely and is forced into retirement.
But stuff like this always seems to happen to Vince, whether it's this or steroids. Like, somehow he finds a way.
Well, the steroid trial was an incompetent DA who went after him for no reason.
Yeah, and beyond, and believe me, you read so many people's autobiographies about that time. They all knew the doctor was coming to visit the locker room and would give them bags of stuff every time he came. And it's like if Vince didn't know what was going on in his company, then he had to be a blind man.
But they were charging him with pushing it to happen and making people take the steroids. And everyone, single one of them said, I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, and Vince is like, I took them too, and he did. You know, I mean, he admitted it first and foremost that he was in line with the bag for the bags too. So you know, no one was ever forced to. So, except for people
Is it poor taste to make maybe a joke that Vince gets outed when he tries to stage a coup?
Yeah, he's going to have somebody tear down Stamford, Connecticut's doors and come in and hang Pence? No, I don't think so. Who knows? I think Stephanie McMahon, it really puts her in a bad position, I think, though. I think because she was sent home a few weeks ago, you know, and now it's like she's the safe one to go to when you tried to get rid of her from the company.
Here's someone that can't function in their current position. Your new CEO.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's how you know Vince didn't know this was going to happen when it did. Because those trade publications were published a week ago, blasting her. That was supposedly leaked from Vince. And
yeah,
now it makes them look in a terrible light that they, you know, turn towards Stephanie because she has a McMahon name and she is a woman when there is an issue with
and that was a corporate press release about her leaving. So it wasn't, you know, I mean, this is just a few weeks.
That was almost a month ago, and yeah. She left on her own accord. She was taking a leave of absence.
Do you think that may have had anything?
So here's the question. Yeah. Let's figure out who Stephanie McMahon's biggest fan is on that board that would have had knowledge about the investigation. And there's your source.
Well, it could
a little payback.
It honestly could be someone who wants that position, who knows that no one has faith in her to be an executive anymore. So now they're like, oh, we'll put Stephanie involved. Just to, you know, save the stock prices, but eventually, I mean, she's interim. She's not going to be the final.
It all goes back to Nick Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it does. And
I've seen him in the old school Mortal Kombat, you know, moving up the tournament thing. And he's moved on to Vince.
The only
now.
One left is Vince.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, wow, that's great. And, you know, the thing is, too, is it's like it just gets you wondering, you know, it's like maybe she was relieved of position because the investigation was going on and maybe something came out.
They said the leave of absence may have been her distancing herself from the investigation. And then Vince leaked all that stuff to the trade publications because he was upset with her for not standing by him.
Wow. Wow. You know, the world of wrestling is so filled with all this loyalty crap and stuff, and it's like, and it's, this is not the real world, you know, this really isn't the real world, and I think Vince is getting a lesson in the real world if he gets eliminated from that position.
I'm really starting to think that the McMahons might have been the influence and the real life inspiration for HBO's show Succession.
It's working the same way.
I've heard that. I've got to watch it now because I've heard that it's like this is the McMahon story, you know. That's crazy. And someone just said
a lot of parallels between Vince McMahon and Logan Roy. That's all I'll say.
I'll say George just talked about the MLW deal that Stephanie supposedly got thrown under the bus for axing, and then they got sued because of it because she went to Fox and said you can't do this because you know we have an exclusive deal with Fox and MLW was you know the whole story about how they
wanted to go on Tubi and Tubi's owned by Fox.
Yeah. And so Stephanie is the one, and so they kind of threw her under the bus saying she's the one who made that happen and whatnot, or made it not happen, I mean. And maybe she didn't, but,
I think she was specifically named in the lawsuit.
Was she? Okay, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was going, and she was going to other people saying, "Don't do that with these guys. Don't, you know, don't sign them or anything." And so MLW had a grief, you know, at a point, and I know it was dropped, but I think the lawsuit was dropped, but I'm pretty sure it was. But yeah, so this is a. This is like a shaking the rafters of behind the scenes WWE. Now, like I said, there are some women who have come out, who have left WWE since, who have said this is a good thing for women because women have never been given a fair shake in the company. And it didn't matter whether you're a TV person or if you're an executive or you work in the company, you know, it's been an old boys club the whole time. And this kind of points out that there's some truth behind that, you know, I guess until we get the final verdict of what's going on. That I think that, you know, and maybe that's another reason why Stephanie McMahon was put in there as intern because she's a female. I mean, I don't know if Triple H would be, you know, Triple H we all thought was heir apparent too, as well as to the company or Shane or somebody, but now, you know, Nick Khan's name looks sweeter and sweeter every time we see it now, you know? And that's when Nick pulls the mask off and says it's Tony Khan underneath it, right? It was me all along, Vince.
Either that or Nick Khan was a friend of The Rock when he grew up. So maybe The Rock steps in then and he runs WWE and the XFL. And it's like, I can do it and you can't, Vince.
You know, it just may be time, but we'll see
the
what
Rock is buying everybody houses. I mean,
I saw that Tamina. He's, you know, hey, it's your cousin you grew up with.
I think he's in love with his cousin.
You love my daughter Tamina, eh? So that's you know, I mean, but we covered a lot of it. Is there anything we missed about this whole topic? Because I mean, it's really fresh. I mean, it was like we're talking 2 days ago when everything started dropping. So there's probably more story to be told.
There's going to be a lot more that comes out on this.
Yeah, I think these NDAs. If there's one, there probably is a trail of many other ones. You know.
Yeah, I have a feeling this story is just the tip of the iceberg.
So we will be on it every week if we can, if there's anything new coming on. But it is a sad situation for if Vince is forced out. And that's the whole thing. He went public. You know, once you go public, then you can't do little, you know, behind-the-scenes nefarious things that you could get away with when you own the company, you know, outright. And, you know, I mean, that's the advantage and disadvantage. I mean, he also may have gone bankrupt at one time, too, if he didn't go public. So, I don't know. It's, you know, we haven't seen the stock drop yet, but I'm guessing Monday, to keep an eye, or Monday or Tuesday. I think Monday's a national holiday.
Yes.
So, look Tuesday and see what happens.
Yesterday, it did nosedive until about 10 o'clock when they announced Stephanie, and then things kind of leveled off.
And like you said, it was a McMahon's name that kind of, entrusted people into thinking, okay, maybe it's not time to get out of this. You know, I don't know in reality if the stock ever has really ever, you know, made ton of money for anybody, you know.
It did at one point. It was up near 100 for a long time and no one really knows why.
What's that now, like 15? I think I can't remember.
It is currently trading at $62.50.
okay, 62. So I mean, if you bought it when it first came out, it was 15. I knew that it was a 15 or 19, I think, a share. And so, you know, 15 years ago, if you bought into it, and you'd still have some money, but you know, inflation and whatnot, it probably, you know, but man, it's, we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens. But I think that, you know, we, there's more to the story, and it's just, this is part one of what's going on. And, you know, as much as I hate, you know, as we all hate, I mean, listen, we love wrestling. We don't want to see anybody go down, you know, and unless there's legitimate laws being broken or whatever, you know, we don't want to see this guy go down because we all live in Vince's world, you know, or we started in Vince's world.
I thought you were starting to transition to the Jeff Hardy news.
No, I don't know what to go next to here. The Jeff Hardy.
I don't have any love lost for Vince McMahon.
No. And listen,
as pivotal as he is in the wrestling business, his insistence on not evolving from his antiquated mindset has really hurt the product.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is,
however, you know, at the same point, it's also given us other venues. So I blame him for the current state of WWE, but you'd also say that he's probably a catalyst for some of the other options we have in wrestling nowadays.
And even WCW, when he was, Vince McMahon was WWF, and WCW wasn't really around. That's when Ted said, I think I want to compete with Vince. And so, I mean, and We wouldn't have Impact. We wouldn't have, and, you know, and listen, if you ask MJF, we wouldn't have had any of the main eventers in AEW, you know? Sorry, a little joke there. But because it was MJF, by the way, who posted the Linda McMahon is all elite the first time I saw it. So, which that would be a show. I wonder, what does Tony Khan do based on this? Is Tony, I mean, besides the fact that, yes, the Acclaim came out and rapped a little bit about an NDA, you know, but if you really don't know what was going on, that was Wednesday when they were when that was taped, I believe. So it's like, I don't know if anybody knows what that meant. You know, it was such a small, fleeting comment in their rap. But what does Tony do about it? I mean, is this a good time to take a shot at him? I don't know. I mean,
if I'm Tony Khan, I issue an edict that there is zero oxygen given to this.
Okay. Because Vince
wants the attention. Vince doesn't care what you say about him.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're saying his name, he considers that a win.
So based how Tony's been lately, he's going to talk all about it.
Well, that's the thing is like you remember Vince used to do skits on WCW when they were winning, when WCW was beating them in the ratings, he would do the skits on them. And, you know, all like, you know,
the Nacho Man.
Yeah. And the Million Dollar, you know,
the Huckster.
Yeah. He, you know, and so, I mean, why not Tony Khan come out and do a Vince McMahon, do a McMahon family skit or something? You know, I would not have a problem with it as long as, you know, you don't get
because
sued.
Then you prove you're no better than Vince.
No, you
you're
don't.
Trying but, to be the alternative.
But sometimes he tries to do what I think Vince would do anyways. It seems like there's times with the way he reacts to the on air product. I think that it's the same thing Vince would have done, you know, sometimes not all the time. I did notice that they had an English announcer on SmackDown last night who was using all of William Regal's vernacular, you know, which I thought that was kind of weird, but, you know.
It was especially weird when he yelled out War Games. It was
No. So we'll get back to this. We got other things to talk about. Yeah, I want to go to Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy was going to be the number one story this week, but unfortunately, Vince
saved by the Vince
saved by the bell by Vince McMahon and his NDAs. So Jeff Hardy, if you hadn't heard or not, he was arrested Monday on DUI charges for driving with a canceled, suspended, and revoked license. When they did his blood alcohol test, it came out 0.291. Wow.
I think 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock yeah. in the morning. 0.291. Legal limit is 0.08. If you wonder what that number, that's a third. That's like a third of your content of your blood, you know?
He was real close to that level where you, you know, pass out and are comatose.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he had just had a concert the night before, I guess. He had played out, and so this was like
at a Dave and Buster's.
A Dave and Buster's, you know. He was next to the freaking gopher, right? You know, the animatronic gopher. No, that's not funny. Don't make jokes about this. But he was at a Dave and Buster's, and he did play out the night before. And maybe, you know, he partied a little too much. But, you know, being
that's partying in the morning if you're blowing that high at 10 o'clock in the morning.
He was wandering. I saw the video of him in the parking lot where he was like, just kind of wandering, you know, when they were talking to him, or it looked like, you know.
Well, he was so irresponsive that the officers had to pull their guns on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So. There's video of them pulling him over, and you see him swerving just all over the road. Yeah.
At his whopping 15 miles an hour he was driving.
Yeah. So now listen, we know Jeff's had some issues, and he actually got fired from WWE back in January because they thought he had a relapse at that time, but he did tested negative.
But that didn't test for alcohol.
Oh, they didn't test for alcohol?
No, because you can't, the alcohol would have been gone by the time they did the drug test.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So yeah, but because that's when he left the ring in January.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stepped over the top rope, and the finish was happening without him. So him and Drew McIntyre. He relapsed. And listen, alcoholism sucks. It does suck big time. And if you are involved in anybody who's an alcoholic, you know how difficult it is to get free of that demon, you know. And I give Jeff Hardy a lot of credit, but I also take
There's being an alcoholic and having issues with that, and then there's getting behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah.
At almost comatose levels where you could kill somebody. And when this is your third DUI in 10 years, and you're using old licenses so you can still rent cars and purposely not getting cars with interlock systems.
Yeah.
And when the officers ask you where you're going and you say North Carolina, and they ask you where you're coming from and you say North Carolina, and you're in Florida.
Yeah.
So you have no idea where you are. I'm sorry. I lose all respect for you if you get behind the wheel of a car that hammered for a third time. We just saw what happened with Tammy Sitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
This could have been the same thing.
It could have been worse. And he, and he's got two little kids and a wife, and he, you know, it's, he's got a lot of things to live for, and it's tough. He's a musician. He wants to be a musician. Well, musicians are playing bars. You know, they play in places where, you know, your demons can come back to get you. And that's what happened, unfortunately. And hopefully, and I guess Tony Khan did talk him into going into rehab. So he did get suspended from AEW. You're not going to see. They were promoting a ladders match before this.
They were going to win a ladder match before this.
Yeah.
Which in and of itself is a complete joke that they were booked for it when 2 weeks ago he didn't know where he was in the ring due to a concussion.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I know, you know.
Or was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they weren't going to win a title, were they? I don't think so.
Yeah, they were winning the titles.
That's why we got the Bucks to win it this past week. So the Young Bucks reclaimed the AEW tag titles, which I don't have a problem with, because if it involved finally having the Christian turn, finally, then I'm fine with that, you know. It had nothing to do with the match, but it definitely happened after the aftermatch, so after it. But so Jeff Hardy, yeah, so we're not going to see him for a while. I really, you know, it's tough. It's just tough. Alcoholism sucks big time, and it's like it's you know, it's a legal drug. You know, everything, you know, I mean, it always has been a legal drug in America. Unfortunately, it's, you know, it's really easy to, not easy. I just say I couldn't do it if I wanted to. But I think that it's just tough to deal with, you know, to have an alcoholic in the family, and it's tough when you're trying to be in places which alcohol is served, and that's, you know, I mean, wrestling events, music events.
They have Ubers everywhere.
They do. They do. And he could have.
Yeah, you have options.
Yeah. He's old school when it comes to that, too. I'm sure living out there in North Carolina, you know, where there's like no, your next door neighbor's a mile away, you know, I don't know. So I wish him best of luck, and I hope he gets the help he needs, and I hope maybe we'll see him again. I mean, none of us were thrilled when he came to AEW, were we? I mean, honestly, no.
No.
Yeah, I didn't
think. The bloom was off that road.
His best years were behind him.
And that bloom was off that rose of his return very quickly.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was, yes. Oh, boy. Because that's all he was doing was stunts, you know? I mean, he was just doing the big stunts in every match, you know, and falling, you know, two stories onto a ladder or something, you know? So we wish him the best, and hopefully everything turns out okay. Maybe staying away from wrestling for a while might be a good thing, you know, staying away from stuff like that.
Side note, though, and not to make light of it, but do you think it was like Tony Khan, like, just had to like shake his head when he sees the footage of him getting arrested? And not only is it Jeff Hardy getting arrested at gunpoint, but he's wearing a Jaguars shirt.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That was well, you know,
it could have been worse. He could have been wearing a shirt that said like AEW across the front, but.
That was the front of the shirt. We just didn't see that.
Yeah.
He had it on backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely, you know, the thing is what, they hand out free Jaguar t-shirts and stuff when you work for them? I'm guessing, you know, I mean.
I'm sure it's just sitting around.
Just boxes of stuff. Like, oh, yeah. You want one? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. we got new ones for this next year, so you can grab any of the old stuff.
All the unsold merch from last year.
That's right. Yeah. Because that big, what was it, two-game winning season, you know? But, yeah, no, that's a – so, boy, I don't want to beat up Jeff Hardy too much, but we can go into something else. But it's just sad, and it's like, you know, he had done so well, too, as far as we know, you know? He had done so well, you know, and those demons come back, so,
you know. But now you have to question, was he doing well, or had he just been doing a better job of covering it up?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He may have been, you know –
I think he needs to decide right now what he's going to do, because he can't keep doing all these different things. I think he's got to make the choice.
Funny, Jeff just said, he's got a message. Who are you going to go see on the AEW show in Rochester? Everyone's getting hurt or suspended. You know, think about it, you know. It's going to – the star power is kind of diminishing a little bit, you know.
Well, same thing's happening for Forbidden Door as well, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
whether it be backstage politics, people not showing up, or not people not going to be on the show.
Yeah, and you know, we now, and we're not, yeah, we're, yeah, well, you know, Okada, is that what you're talking about, the Okada thing? Where
I'm talking about Okada, I'm talking about, you're not going to see Andrade on the show, or the Lucha Brothers, you're not going to see...
But we're going to have a new AEW Heavyweight Champion crowned on the show.
Yeah,
and
but
his
we
name
already
is
know who
John Moxley.
I was going to say, we already know who it is.
We got to see Moxley beat Dante Martin last night, which I thought was a great match too, as well. I mean, it was fun. It's fun seeing Mox sell for Martin because, you know, they're two different clashing styles without a doubt, you know. You know, yeah, I mean, you know, it is getting tough to sell this pay-per-view. It's a week and a half away. I've heard rumors of Omega on it. Have you guys heard that at all?
I've heard that against Jay White.
Yeah, because Jay White took the New Japan Pro Wrestling title two weeks ago.
He took the title and he said it's not going to be Adam Cole and it's not going to be Adam Page.
That's what Adam Cole said on Wednesday, you know? I thought that was interesting. DC, what do you think?
I still think we're going to get a good show, and I still think maybe there's an outside chance we do get Okada. I'd still be interested. I'm a little curious at the decision of having Will Ospreay against Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
Because that would not be a match I would have considered booking. However, if it's maybe AEW signaling that they want to prove just how much Orange can go, maybe try to get away from the cartoony character a little bit. Not that I see him winning, but
no,
yeah. Will Ospreay and him could certainly put on a hell of a match.
I think so. And Will Ospreay, of course, coming off his first loss in AEW, his first time wrestled in AEW, his team lost. But
had a heck of a match this past Wednesday with Dax.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think that was exciting. And then we had Orange show up, who we hadn't seen in, like, what, 3 months? He got hurt.
Yeah, he had that shoulder injury.
Yeah, and so now Orange is back. And they didn't make it goofy Orange. I mean, because if they did, they would have done the little leg kick when he came in on Ospreay instead of going face-to-face with him. So, yeah.
I'll say, Will Ospreay had soured on me a few years ago. I believe we saw him take on Punishment Martinez at that show in Buffalo, and Punishment looked a lot better than Ospreay did, and Ospreay kind of botched a few things.
Yeah.
He's changed his style. He looks bigger, and he looks a lot better.
He looks a lot bigger, too. He does, definitely. And he took a clothesline and spun around in mid-clothesline and turned it into like an arm bar on the ground when he hit. I was like, He's actually amazing, you know, completely. I mean, he's a great, you know, I'm not gonna say cruiserweight, but I mean, that was like definitely a cruiserweight move he did.
He's moved up from the cruiserweight stuff. He's doing heavyweight stuff now. But yeah, him and Dax was really, really good on Wednesday.
There was a couple of things they did on that match that just blew my mind, you know, and it's like, okay, maybe I'm not giving this guy the credit he deserves because we saw him botch a move with Punishment Martinez. So
I don't think we're giving Dax the credit he deserves either.
But oh, no. A lot of people are saying he's the best wrestler on the planet. You know, I mean, legit, you know, I mean, and that we saw an incredible match, you know, and I mean, takes two to do a lot of those things that were going on, you know? So, yeah, definitely. That was, you know, but yeah, so we've got that a week from Sunday. I'm guessing we will probably be promoting it heavily next week on the show.
I do agree, though, on Wednesday, though, they're going to have to do some work because there's a lot of question marks around some matches at Forbidden Door. If we don't come out of here, like, think of all the big name stars that aren't booked for that right now.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know if Bryan Danielson's going to be cleared for it. We don't know what's going on with Hangman. We don't know what's going on with Adam Cole. You know, there's a lot of unknowns. So it'll be interesting to see how much wrestling we get on AEW this Wednesday and how much is building up the matches for Forbidden Door.
No, you're right. You're right. And it's going to be 100% Forbidden Door build up. We're going to get, you know, we're going to get all the rest of the guys who haven't showed up who are going to be on the card as well, I'm guessing, you know, because they'll be in the United States at that point, you would think. But, they mentioned names of people. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Impact for a second. I was watching Impact this past week. They got a pay-per-view this week, and they went through a whole laundry list of names of people who were the champion at the very end of the show that, you know, AJ Styles, all these people. You know, and it makes me think of, like, these guys in New Japan who, like, you know, I mean, Jay White. Jay White's, you know, Jay White is a much better wrestler than I give him credit for. I definitely, you just got to watch a couple of his pay-per-view matches and see that this guy can go, and he's just got that sixth sense of, you know, where everything is in the ring at the same time. So I really enjoy watching him wrestle, and I think it should be him and Moxley though in the main event. I'd rather see that. There's still a lot of question marks on whether all these matches set up are actually going to be what happens, because you know we do want to see Okada, and maybe he does show up. Maybe his wife has a baby this week, you know, and then he can like jump on the Jaguars jet and fly over here, you know, an hour or two before the show, put on a good match. But got a lot more to talk about that. Let's move on to something else which is super cool. So let's talk about Sasha Banks a little bit. Sasha Banks, we go back to WWE. We're going to like pepper it in here a little bit. Sasha Banks, we heard rumors all this week that Sasha Banks has been cut, has been released, has asked for her release. That was the thing that it may be more legit than anything else, is she may have asked for her release. We just have had nothing official yet. And WWE is a publicly traded company. So when someone like this leaves, they put out a press release saying, you know, or a message saying, you know, we wish them best in their future endeavors or whatever. But is there any legitimacy behind the rumors we're hearing about her being released?
So we heard it, I think it was Wednesday. One of the internet reporters, Raj Giri, who breaks a lot of news and has a lot of sources, came out and said that he had heard she'd been released from his sources. They hadn't put out anything official, but he was so sure in his source that he would never report breaking news ever again if it didn't happen. So they had a whole bunch of different people, including Meltzer and Sean Ross Sapp from Fightful, who does a lot of really good stuff.
I think he works for the WWE. I swear to God.
Anytime. No, Ryan Satin does.
Oh, Ryan Satin. Okay. I was going to say one of those guys who posts stuff ends up being legit most of the time. So.
Yeah, no, Sean Ross Sapp has a lot of people he knows inside the company, but he doesn't work for him.
Okay.
But they were trying to confirm it, and no one can confirm it. Everything was saying that it was going that way and that Sasha had lawyers involved, but they hadn't confirmed it. And then as of last night, the talk around backstage at SmackDown apparently was that it was true. They hadn't announced it yet, but she was gone.
Interesting. Now the question is, I mean, obviously no compete and whatnot. Is she worth throwing money at to come to, I think MJF would probably agree that bringing her to AEW would be her next step. I know she's also doing stuff with The Mandalorian. She's one of the characters.
If she wants to continue to wrestle.
Apparently she wants to be in a movie too. I heard there's a movie that's waiting on her.
If my name is Tony Khan and Sasha Banks wants to continue to wrestle, I am throwing as much money as possible, as needed at her to get her on TV. Because your women's division is the worst thing you have going right now, and that gives it instant credibility because she is one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Yeah, I would agree, but is she a needle mover? Is she, you know?
Yes,
I think so. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, she did.
If they keep her on TV, I think they have a lot of people that are needle movers that we haven't seen on TV enough to actually do it.
Okay.
But two, it's going to depend on the nature in which she's released from WWE. If there were lawyers involved and perhaps they got her released clean, the sooner you can get her on, the better.
Well, even if she has to wait to the end of her contract, supposedly it's only this summer.
And that's now another question is, where does that leave Naomi?
Apparently waiting on the end of her contract as well.
Sandbagged by Sasha Banks here, because Sasha's like, I'm not doing this. And it's like, you come with me or you'll be, I wonder I'm interested to hear how that whole story went down once we can talk about it, you know, just how, you know, what say did Naomi have and what was going on? Because obviously Sasha is the one who causes more disturbance in the force of the McMahons than anybody else when it comes to, because she's done it a couple times. She's been there. So, and her husband still works there as far as I know, as a costumer or whatever, you know, someone who makes the tights and everything.
For lack of a better term, seamstress.
Seamstress. I didn't want to.
Cause I don't know exactly what it's called when it's a guy.
Seamster. I don't know. It's a good question, but so we don't know, you know, I mean, I think he still works there. I'm sure he probably is gone, you know, if not, because it's like she's causing so many problems with the company. But I'm not problems, but, you know, she's, and I'm sure she's one who's cheering on this whole Vince McMahon thing too going
on. She knows her worth is what the problem for Vince is.
Yeah, and I've heard that they compare her to other people who also knew their worth, but they were talking like Hulk Hogan, you know, like, I mean, like the guys who were the pinnacle of the company. That's why I ask, is she a needle mover? You know, I mean, do you have her, you know, if she's free, show up on AEW, and then, I mean, but, you know, not once, and then 3 weeks later or 4 weeks later show up again. You got to, it's got to be heavy doses of her, you know?
You almost have to have her on as much as Punk.
And Punk, you know, how many times will we see Punk not come out and wrestle and just talk? You know, I'm more than he wrestled, that's for sure, you know, and then announce as well. So, I mean, we'll
and
see.
Herm self stage diving and.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens this week. If you know, people are saying this is definitely going to happen. We will see Sasha free. Maybe waiting. I mean, is this like a become a lower priority with issues going on with the company right now? You know, if someone's going to say, "Oh, just sign it and let her go," you know, cuz it's I mean, as much as I don't feel she's a needle mover if she's going to show up once and then show up a month later. Okay. She's got to be there consistently because kids love her. I know kids. I mean, I know people who have kids who love her. So.
Well, and if you don't, you're no better than WWE because that's exactly what's going on with her there.
True. Yeah. They, you know, that's the thing. That's why she had a problem. She's like, I, you got to put me out there more. I got to be out there every week, you know? And then they would put,
well, even when she was out there every week, it wasn't doing anything of note.
No, it's true. She, you know, I mean, and maybe not tag team for her, you know, maybe that's wasn't the best. I think that was just a way to get her on TV. I think.
She was upset that she was getting that title match at WrestleMania until Ronda decided she wanted to come back. And then Ronda got it.
I think that may have happened to her a couple times too, because I think there's other people coming back also. Becky may have like forced her out of a match too. Wasn't that how the first time she got in trouble was Becky was coming back?
Wasn't it they took the titles off her and Bayley and put them on the Iconics or something?
Oh yeah, and she had a fit. She didn't agree, and they and it was a terrible 3-minute match or whatever. Okay, so let's go to some other news. There's so much to talk about. We want to send our condolences to Earl Hebner, his twin brother Dave passed away this past week. Dave Hebner, famous line from WWE main event, twin Dave Hebners, because Dave Hebner was involved in the Andre the Giant pinning Hulk Hogan, and then you see a big wad of money fall out of his back pocket, and then the other Hebner comes out and he's like coming out like he got knocked out in the backstage, and there was two Hebners out there. But we got to meet Dave Hebner back when we first started doing the radio show back in 1998 with Mick Foley at Walmart. Dave Hebner was his handler that day, and we talked with Dave for a while, and Dave was just a nice guy. I give him a lot of credit. We've broken bread with Earl before. Dave was like, he was probably one of the first guys in the WWE who actually gave us, you know, legitimacy. He's like, yeah, you guys can come back here and hang out with Mick. Come on, you know, and he let us back behind the crowd.
That was a good day for us with the WWE because
yeah,
Mick didn't make it back in time from lunch to be the meet and greet person. So we got to meet The Rock.
Yeah. We got to hang out with The Rock for a few minutes. He wasn't the full blasted Rock yet. He was still the Hawaiian shirt wearing Rock.
Still had the hair.
Yeah. Yeah. He had the hair still too. So if you ever seen the picture, we posted it on our Facebook a zillion times. So, but, Dave was,
that was 23 years ago now because I was 17 in that picture.
Yeah. 23 years ago. We got to hang out with Dave a little bit, and Dave was just a nice guy. We got an ID for the show. Maybe I'll start the show with it when I put the podcast up. But Dave Hebner had a place in WWE history when he was the reason Hulk Hogan lost the title on the main event to Andre the Giant. And then Andre the Giant handed it over to Ted DiBiase about a couple minutes later.
Then we had a tournament.
And we got a tournament out of it in WrestleMania 3, I think it was, right?
Four.
WrestleMania 4, we got the tournament. So, but yeah, I mean, he was I'm sure he's written out of history now, but I think that was one of the first really giant, bizarre swerves I've ever seen in the world of pro wrestling. When you have twin referees, you know, it's like twin magic. No, not quite the Bellas, but it was twin magic, wasn't it? Yeah.
Much better twins.
Yeah.
So, much more pivotal to the history of wrestling than
And I will say his nephew, Brian Hebner, is the one who made the announcement on it. And he had been suffering for a while with a cancer, I think. So he passed away, but Brian Hebner, another wonderful guy. We ended up, he worked with Impact. I think he's retiring after Slammiversary too.
I believe so as well. I heard
that news, but he was a great, we talked with him because if you go back in Brian Hebner's history, he was like the main event referee in so many WrestleManias, you know, and we got to talk to him all about those matches that he was in the middle of. So, I think he definitely, you know, so, but Dave, you know, kudos, you know, and I think Dave owned auto shop with his brother Earl down there or something. It wasn't not the Briscoes, but I think they owned something where they had a company together. Maybe they did t-shirts. Was that what it was?
I know they got busted doing t-shirts at one point.
Yeah. That's why they got fired from the WWE. Cause they were selling like mock-off t-shirts or something of events. So, but kudos. I'm sorry. We sent our condolences to the family and everything. And I just had to mention it, that as well. So let's talk a little bit about, I want to talk just briefly about Christian's heel turn this past week.
About time.
That we thought this was going to happen at the pay-per-view last. It did not.
I thought it was going to happen 2 months ago.
Yeah. You figure eventually it was going to happen and it didn't. So, but it was, did you see the video where he was yelling at Jungle Boy's mom and his sister? And the language was quite...
That gonna was be eating his birthday cake through a straw. He's a piece of S
and F you. And it's like, you got to check out the, this obviously was after TV was off, you know, but, I loved it. Cause Christian went full heel mode immediately. And it was beautiful. I'm looking forward to seeing what they, you know, maybe Christian will get it bumped up a little bit more and get to do some stuff more on TV than just be the third guy, you know? But yeah, no, I loved it. And, Christian, always good hand, but better heel than face without a doubt. When he was a heel, he was ECW champion, I think, wasn't he? Was it ECW? I knew he was ECW champion. Remember when they brought him back?
I would say he was a face ECW champion.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, 'cause he had just come back.
Yeah.
But he had some, you know, I mean, if you go back and look some, you know, if you're watching the Impact pay-per-view, Slammiversary.
His heel stuff with Tomko in Impact was awesome.
He was champ there. I mean, you know, you watch some of the heel stuff he did in Impact. I think he had some of his best wrestling matches with that company because he was allowed to not be a tag team, you know. He was allowed to do singles, and he was great. And it was, remember, he was the big surprise. Remember that when it's like, who they sign now? And then it's like his music started and it's like,
he was the first one to jump.
He was, it was a big deal too. And he got, and I remember that's, we had him on 2 weeks in a row on the show. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I don't think he knew that we were the same people we had him on the week before. And it was kind of weird, you know, it was like, yeah. Oh, we can't talk about your history because we did that last week on the show. So, he was, and I got to meet him in Syracuse when they were kind of dabbling in doing live events, and this was at the Syracuse State Fair the infamous picture of me and Kurt Angle looks like Kurt's naked, that's where that came from as well. But he was backstage meeting up with all his buddies and
air
everything.
Quotes looks like
look it was it looked like it. You, go look through the Facebook page, you'll see the picture I'm talking about. Let's do some quick news before we get out of here. It's been, it's been over an hour, and we had a lot to talk about. AEW is still coming to town here. Don't forget to get your tickets. It's only a couple weeks away now. It'll be the first. Is it the first show after the Forbidden Door? The first?
Second. No, it's second.
Second show. Okay, second show after the Forbidden Door. Some news. Get this. Mike Tyson is going to be involved in the roast of Ric Flair that's going on Friday, July 29th in Nashville. It's going to be on StarCast.com. Mike Tyson, famous for punching an idiot on an airplane recently. And, I don't know, being probably the best boxer on the planet in the 80s, you know. And he's friends with Rick, you know. He's going to – maybe we'll call him Cold Stone this time or something, you know. Famous best messed up line in the history of Mike Tyson, calling Stone Cold Cold Stone when he was on the microphone. Hello. Sorry, my dog's wanting attention. Okay, go. So that's going to be interesting because I know I just saw recently Mike Tyson has been hanging out with Ric Flair. Weren't they making like a cannabis company together or something?
Quite possibly, I think so. Or Rick was, you know, being a shill for it, or you know, collecting money somehow, because that Rick needs money. Because
So they're doing a roast for Ric Flair, and apparently
horses are expensive. He's got a couple.
Well, it looks like he's back with his ex-wife.
No, they just hang out. They're friends.
Okay, so Dallas Page has been one of the, he's going to be one of the roasters, and Eric Bischoff is too. That would be interesting, because I think isn't Ric Flair infamous story about when they were working in WWE where he like locked the door and had someone hold the door closed while him and Eric were about to go at it
I think they've sorted things out since then.
Well, look at that. George says Tessa Blanchard fired from WOW because she continued to demean female talent. Why is that a surprise for Tessa Blanchard?
Okay. Her and AJ Lee got into it. Whatever AJ Lee's real name is.
April Mendez.
That's
April Mendez.
Mrs. Punk.
Phil. What's Phil's last name?
Brooks.
Phil Brooks. Mrs. Brooks.
April Brooks.
April. I didn't know that. I didn't realize I got into it. So some other news that we want to get through. WWE, you know, announced that they're going to be doing Extreme Rules pay-per-view October 8th in the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, right in the middle of football season. So...
And there will be nothing extreme about it.
Probably not. If they don't have one extreme match, then I'm going to say foo on them, because they did that before, didn't they? They have like one extreme.
Last time I think they had one.
Yeah, they had one Extreme Rules, and it was like, remember the one time every match was extreme one way or the other. They had like tables.
Yeah, a table match, a ladder match, a chair match.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. But
then they did the exact same thing for TLC shortly thereafter.
Came out this week that WWE officials are reporting concern about the future of Randy Orton. He's not appeared on TV since he and Riddle lost the title unification. We talked a little bit earlier about the Riddle match with Reigns last night, which if you didn't catch it, go watch it. It was a great match. You know, I hate the stipulation of he can never, you know, wrestle for the title again.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. But it was a great match, and Riddle did some things that looked like it was going to make him win, and Paul Heyman freaking out and whatnot, and nobody interfered. So I thought that was great. It was a clean win by Roman Reigns over Riddle. So, and it just shows you Riddle, you know, he's still young in his career. You know, you can't pigeonhole these things by never, you know, but it only, to me, it says is Roman Reigns won't hold that title when Riddle wins it. So he'll have to beat somebody else for it. But Randy Orton's back issues were giving him problems. He went and had some, it looks like he had some sort of treatment on it, and they thought it was going better, and it's not. So he's going to probably be out the rest of the year. He was supposed to take on Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. Slammiversary.
What a coup.
Yeah, that's this weekend, by the way.
How they pull that one off?
Yeah, no, so we'll see what happens, but we're rooting for Randy.
I'm pretty sure Riddle last night said he had the surgery.
Oh, he did.
He was having the surgery. That they
he was crying. I mean, did you you saw it? He was actually weeping in the ring about it. So, and you know, maybe Riddle, you know, understands a little bit more about his position in the company because of Randy Orton. Because if it wasn't for him and Randy Orton, I don't know if anybody would be on board as much as they are. You know, because
him and Randy became actual friends. I'm pretty sure Randy's the one who got his fines lifted for, you know, the fines as a punishment for his. Favorite recreational habit as well.
RKO 420 bro. Yeah. So yeah.
Does this mean now when we get to the Royal Rumble in January, the final two are going to be Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton?
Whew.
And if we're really lucky, Big E's the third.
Yeah. By the way, I did hear that Cody had the surgery and everything was good. So it looks like he might be coming back earlier
They've already started filming the stuff. It's going to be Royal Rumble time. They're going to do the same thing they would Triple H.
It's not that far away. Royal Rumble is like a little over six months. Yeah, a little over 6 months from now. So it's not that far away. Who knows? Randy comes back too. Unfortunately, we're going to have to glide on the back of McIntyre for a while, and some of these other big faces in the company that are still unhurt. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know,
that you've sacrificed to Roman Reigns, and now you have to rebuild their credibility.
Oh, Roman Reigns! Did you see what he at the end of the last night's match with Riddle? He got on the microphone and he goes, "Who's next?" Well, you know, he goes, "Who do you got?" You know, and that's when of course they started the music for Brock Lesnar to come out. But it's like he goes,
when I came back 2 years ago, I told you I was going to wreck everyone and go home. Well, I've wrecked everybody.
Yeah, he pretty much, you know, and he's like,
and then Brock's like, but you haven't wrecked me twice.
Yeah, twice yet. I know you may have beaten me not too long ago. Even though we've had
50 matches before this.
Yeah, so yeah, that I thought that
back to like the Stone Cold Undertaker Rock days when they would every single pay per view be headlined by those three for 2 years straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, or Randy Orton, Cena.
One combination or another of the same ones out there. Or Triple H too. You got to throw him in there too. He definitely, you know.
Well, at least for the summer they can coast a little on Cena coming back.
Oh yeah, they definitely
the theory stuff.
They pushed that last night too. By the way, saying he's the 27th, so we're going to see him this week coming up. Yes, my dog just likes to bark at nothing out there. But so,
you know, as much as we gave Cena crap for a long time, and he, you know, when he started doing the United States Title Open Championship, and his matches were getting better, and he was giving people some rub, and we started liking him a little more outside of the ring, that's probably the best guy in the history of the world.
I agree.
Especially watching those videos of him going over to the Netherlands just because he heard of this story.
Yeah. No, he's a decent guy. I mean, without a doubt, he was brought up well by his parents, and it's like, you know, and he
gives back. He knows he's fortunate, and he gives back.
He does, and Peacemaker was awesome. So I'm just gonna say that we want to see him come out in the Peacemaker gear, right? I think
we want to see him come out and do the dance to the ring at SummerSlam.
Yeah, you know, oh my gosh, I don't know if I need to see that, but I'm kind of excited because he did the same thing a year ago. Remember, he had that month off before Peacemaker came out, and so I'm looking forward to. I think it usually happens with a lot of guys. I can't stand their whole career, and then they leave, and then it's like, oh, I kind of reminiscent a little. Like Rock was a lot like that. I mean, I don't want to see Rock now, but I mean, we're probably going to start to get the feels for what's going to happen at WrestleMania soon with the Rock if it's still going to happen. You know, because I mean, they, you know, they kiss his butt.
It's either going to be the Rock or it's going to be Cody. One of the two.
They kiss his butt on his birthday. He's got a movie coming out. I don't know. Is it early? It's early next year. So it's like
Black Adam.
Yeah.
Black Adam.
October, I believe.
Oh, is it October? So then that's when we're going
to get. That's one of the ones that didn't get pushed out.
That's when we're going to get a heavy duty Rock then involved in TV. So I'm looking forward to that. I mean, the Rock's an awesome dude, and he's another dude who gives back, and he's another dude who also pays attention to the world of wrestling online as well as. He's a fan still, so, you know, so I think it would be a big deal in Hollywood to have The Rock, you know, in Roman Reigns, and maybe stop Roman Reigns, you know, 2 years straight or 860 whatever days that they keep telling us every week, you know. But John Cena, man, I'm kind of psyched now for seeing him come back, so it's going to be very exciting. And
the rumor is he's giving the rub to Theory.
Yeah.
That theory is going over.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, Theory is the U.S. title holder now. So, I mean, we'll see. So, some other news. Let's jump to something else. So, get this. Zac Efron is slated to star in a movie called The Iron Claw. It's based on this true story of the Von Erich family. So, it's like a drama, maybe? Maybe wrestling.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe the actual wrestling is not going to take a lot of prominence in it, but more of the drama of the family and the issues they had and how three of them killed themselves two of them killed themselves.
I think two of them killed themselves. One was electrocuted. Fritz died when he was old.
I think David overdosed, something like that. He was
So it depends what source you look at. It was either something that happened with him being sick and going to high altitudes.
Yeah.
That they didn't realize when he got to Japan, or he OD'd
something. We'll find out more, I guess, as we get to it. But so Zac Efron is going to be in it. He probably is going to play Carrie, I'm guessing, if any of them, because Carrie was, he was the chosen one.
Good, he was the good looking one.
He was the chosen one, you know. And he was the one who won the title. He won the off of Ric Flair. So, you know,
he only won the title because David died. Because otherwise, it would have been David.
David would have won. I know. In the Texas stadium there, Dallas, Texas. Cowboy Stadium there. It would have done it in front of like 60,000 fans.
Is Zac Efron going to cut his foot off and wrestle with it that way too?
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to go there. Danger boy, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to comment on that one. Okay, so let's see.
He wrestled without a foot.
I know. He had half a foot or whatever.
No, he had no foot.
No foot.
So, it was amputated.
So this week, AEW Dynamite took a big, took a 200,000 person drop in viewers on the Road Rager or this past Wednesday night. Not really sure why, because there was one NBA game, but there was like
The Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup was
up incredibly because it was on ABC.
Yeah. That may have something to do with it. I don't know. That's a big drop, though. Hopefully, we'll see a bounce back next week when we get back to regular scheduled programming. Let's see. The only other thing I want to do is briefly go over the you want to Impact Wrestling Sunday night. It's going to be on. I apologize. I said Saturday. It's going to be Sunday night. Slammiversary is going to be on Fight TV, $39.99 on Fight TV. DirecTV, it's $39.95. Save 4 pennies. By going DirecTV on the pay-per-view. But it's a great lineup. They're going to have a reverse battle royal to start the show. Now, this is the only company I remember ever doing a reverse battle royal.
And that's why they're doing it, because it was the worst match ever.
Yeah, they start on the outside, and you get thrown into the inside. So it's like, yeah, that's interesting. It might be on the pre-show, I'm guessing. You know?
It is.
We also got on the pre-show, which I don't understand what, but it's Rich Swann versus Brian Myers for the Digital Media Championship. Rich Swann is a guy who main evented this pay-per-view, I think last year or the year before. So it's like now he gets to be on the pre-show. Not sure what Rich Swann did to make everyone so mad at him, but he's probably one of the best wrestlers in that company, and he really hasn't been focused on in a long time in that company. Maybe still going through issues with his ankle. He definitely had a leg problem a couple of years ago where he may have come back too early from it, I think. Then we got so I'm going to go through the lineup real quick. Madison Rayne and Tennille Dashwood versus Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie for the knockout tag titles. Got Moose versus Sammy Callahan in a Monster Bald match. Oh, boy. If you try to figure out the rules of that one, I wish you luck, because it's like it's a mess, and it's usually bloody.
They should have retired that match when Abyss left.
It's usually bloody, and I'm guessing Sammy Callahan's going to be bleeding all over the place because he likes to bleed too. So then we've got Honor No More, Eddie Edwards, Taven, Bennett, PCO, and Vincent versus Impact Originals, Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, Frankie Kazarian, and two to be announced.
They announced one of them Thursday.
Yeah, what was that? That's
Nick Aldis.
Nick Aldis is coming back. So we've probably got another one. I didn't put it down in my notes, but you guys got it. That we got Dixie Carter is going to be there. So maybe it's one of Dixie Carter's favorites going to be the other one in the group.
Kevin Nash?
I don't know about that.
EC3?
Yeah, it could be EC3. He is. I mean, you know, his no
trouble, as long as he's not wrestling with himself.
Yeah. Well, he does have, you know.
Maybe he's trying to control his narrative.
The narrative is being controlled. So we'll see. Man, you know what? Now you say it's EC3. It probably is going to be EC3.
Trouble.
Yeah. So Jay Briscoe, Mark Briscoe versus Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson for the Impact titles. If you watched last week, Gallows and Anderson were on commentary for the Briscoes match that was on. It was great. Those guys, I love every single one of those guys is going to put on one that's good. You're never going to forget the match. So definitely tune into that. Ace Austin versus Alex Zane versus Kenny King versus Jack Evans. Oh, and see, Jack Evans reappears versus Mike Bailey versus Trey Miguel for the Ultimate X match. They've got a bunch of different gimmick matches on this show. We got Monsters Ball. We got Ultimate X.
They're using all the ones they made famous.
The reverse battle royale.
Yeah, the reverse battle royale.
But they got that. That's going for the X Division Championship. Trey Miguel is probably the best wrestler in that company, or one of the best ones. We'll see how that goes. It's been a while since we've seen guys shimmy across the cables above the ring. You know, I've always been a fan of the Ultimate X matches, and AJ Styles really, him and Jerry Lynn made those popular in the very beginning of TNA. Impact, whatever.
Yeah, also a chance for EDL touch it.
That's right. I just saw that popped up on memories the other day when we were at Salvatore's, and Danny's like, where else you can get together with sweaty men who are yelling touch it?
I believe the exact quote was, if sitting in a dimly lit restaurant at a table with other men screaming touch it is wrong, I don't want to be right.
There we go. So then we got Tasha Steelz, Deonna Purrazza, Chelsea Green, Jordan Grace, and Mia Yim for the Queen of the Mountain match. So we're getting a Queen of the Mountain match as well. for the Knockouts title. Remember the King of the Mountain. I just don't.
Penalty boxes.
Yeah, I just don't get. Yeah, they have the little cages around the side of the ring.
Yeah, if you got pinned, you had to go to the penalty box, and you had to pin somebody to be eligible to get to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, so thank you. Jeff Jarrett's showing up, without a doubt. I believe, even though I think
he works for WWE.
I know. He just re-signed with them. But, man, it seems like that was a Jeff
He's
Jarrett.
He's in charge of their touring.
That was a Jeff Jarrett thing. So, Josh Alexander in the main event versus Eric Young for the Impact World title. They have a lot of history between with the title and those guys. I think they've set this match up pretty good. I think we're going to see Eric Young walk away with the title on that one. But I thought that this past week they really, they had a little confrontation in the ring that turned into a little bit of a brawl. And then Scott D'Amore punched somebody, too. It's like, what is Scott D'Amore doing in this scruff going on in the middle of the ring punching somebody? I didn't get it. But Eric Young used to be with Scott D'Amore, if you remember, when they were Team Canada with Bobby Roode. And who else was with them? Petey. Yeah.
Petey, and I think was it Johnny Devine or someone like that?
Yeah, Johnny Devine too.
Didn't do anything afterwards.
So this is the 20th anniversary of Slammiversary, and you're going to get a lot of flashbacks on this pay-per-view, and it will remind you of how good some of this stuff was. If you ever watch, if you ever are like flicking your channel around on a Thursday night, and you just so happen to have Access TV, they do an hour, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they'll run an old pay-per-view of Impact before they do this week's new Impact. And they show some of these old ones, and I can't remember how I've just blown away how exciting they were when we used to watch these. We watched every single one of these, and it's like, it was, I miss Mike Tenay so much. Maybe Mike Tenay will show up, because Mike Tenay is a guy, untapped resource that should still be involved in this business.
I think he burned out and got sick of it.
Well, I mean, he works with the Los Angeles hockey team, Ducks.
LA Kings?
Yeah.
Anaheim Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks. I think I can't remember. It might have been the Kings, I think, he was there. But he's, been with a couple of them, so. But, man, you sit back there and listen to him and Taz work together. They were a great commentary. West.
Even Don West.
Yeah, even Don West. He directed Don West perfectly. But we're getting 20 years of Impact, 20 years of TNA, and you do not want to miss that this weekend. Yes, there's a lot of gimmick matches on and they're going to have to kill time between each match as they set up the Queen of the Mountain, set up Ultimate X, set up all these different matches. But maybe JB will come back. No, JB's working with WWE. He's with NXT, and they're going on tour soon too. Don't forget to check out where NXT's coming.
They've already started going on tour.
I was gonna say they're coming to a neighborhood around us soon. It's gonna be in Syracuse, man.
You're thinking about Jericho's band.
Oh, Jericho's band. No.
NXT's only going around Florida right now. I thought they're doing the Largo Loop.
I thought I saw that they were gonna be playing at the Lost Horizon.
Jericho's band's playing at Lost Horizon.
Yeah, but I thought NXT was doing that too. Maybe I mistake that. Okay, I thought that they were coming around. I know that WWE is going to be around here. They're coming around here this summer as well. So, but we got to get out of here. I think we're done for the day. I can't think of any. I was hoping the Artiste was going to show up because he could promote the ESW show that's tonight in Buffalo, at the Riverfront. I think that's where it is tonight, and he would have been able to confirm with us. But is Trey Miguel? Is he wrestling in Buffalo tonight? I think I know he was on the last show, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but ESW is tonight in Buffalo. Oh, no, it's Niagara Falls. That's right. It's at the Fire Hall.
Yeah, because he was going to get a haystack.
Yeah, I don't know if that's legal to say. Can you say that? He's going to get a haystack? Did that cost extra?
Maybe.
No, I've seen the picture of the haystack. It looks very good. So, we didn't talk about Paige. Yes, Paige is going to be done. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. She's July 7th, I think, is her last day.
Her contract's up.
And she definitely said she's not going to be back with them. So then, and Paige said she's been more than ready to wrestle for a while.
She hasn't been cleared, though.
She hadn't been cleared by WWE doctors.
Correct.
So, and we've seen that other doctors clear other people. Like Daniel Bryan at one point wasn't cleared by WWE doctors until he found another doctor that would clear him. So,
he found 20 other doctors that cleared him.
Yeah. So, I have a feeling we'll see Paige in the ring again, man. Who knows? Maybe, and we're not, you know, Impact is, our Slammiversary is this week. So, I will say that, I don't think we're going to see Paige on Impact Wrestling, but there might be some surprises this weekend. So you definitely Sunday night, check out the pay-per-view Fight TV. And we're going to get out of here. Thank you, DC. Thank you, Danger Boy. And thank you guys in the chat room. We interesting conversations. And there's more to be told in this story of Vince McMahon stepping down as CEO. And I'm sure we'll have more facts as we go on. So it's just part one of the drama.
Yeah, we're only 2 days in.
We're only 2 days in. So we'll see you next week, folks. Same bat time, same bat channel.